Hello, hi. I'm calling from Arizona Penal Service. My super Raphael.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hi, Raphael. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote for the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
No, I'm actually voting.
You're actually voting. Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
No, I'm Democrat. I'm registered as a Democrat.
So do you vote for Joe Biden in the 2020?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race, white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
Latin.
Thank you. And in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Again?
I'm sorry?
Can you ask the question again?
Yeah. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it's the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10.
5.
Then in tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
I'm sorry? Can you please repeat that question?
Yeah, making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
Making what?
College.
Ah, about 10, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? You approve or disapprove?
I would probably say disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
Like, is 0 being what?
How you feel about them. Like, a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
I would say like 20 for the FDA.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden, 0 to 100?
I'll probably say like a 15.
Thank you. And the Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100?
I'll probably say 50 as well.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages, 0 to 10.
Restricting what?
Fatty foods and sugary beverages.
10.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. Sure, 10.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication. Sure, 10.
Probably a 5.
Thank you. Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and older? Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Regardless of what you said on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
Benefit.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Regardless of what you said on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
Well, based on what I'm looking with corporates, I think it would be something not that important.
So you would say that there are other issues more important right now?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The next one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you feel that it's a better approach?
Removal of nicotine.
The harm reduction?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now I'd like to reach you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned. Fuck. Man, this motherfucker. Ah.